as I said yesterday after the game, you know, it's good to go out there and win in Denver. Real good football team. Denver's obviously, you know, done a lot of things well the last few weeks, playing well in all three phases of the game, and thought our players really, you know, did a good job. Wasn't perfect, but they showed a lot of mental toughness on the road against a good football team. Fell behind early, hung in there, finished the game, you know, pretty good style. So I think that, you know, a lot of credit, all the credit needs to go to, you know, needs to go to those guys for stepping up there doing a job, you know, in a tough environment against a good football team. But we made enough plays to win, and it's a good trip home.
Bill, you guys rotated a lot of defensive linemen early. First of all, was that a response to the thin air and wanting to get guys in there kind of in and out quickly?
No.
Oh. All right. And then Ron Brace did play more than we've seen. He made a nice play on the forced fumble. What did you see from his play?
You know, I thought he gave us a solid, you know, level of play. He's a strong guy. We knew that they had a good running game, and we'd be challenged by that. And you know, we played Mark, and we played Brandon and Sean outside. Like, it was four guys that play inside with Gerard Warren, Ron, and Kyle. So, I had four guys outside, I had four guys inside. Want to keep everybody into the game, contributing to the game. I think all eight of those guys did a good job when they had an opportunity to play.
Bill, you made a reference to spacing last night when you guys went to more three-man fronts after Carter went down. Could you talk about kind of what you meant on that, like specifically what changed?
Well, I mean, I think being in a lot of technical aspects of the defense strategy and all that. But we played plenty of four-man line. We played plenty of three-man line. We used them both at different times for different reasons. But in the end, it comes back to the players defeating blocks, making tackles, getting the quarterback, covering the receivers. I think that there's a lot more to that than there is odd or even.
You're saying it kind of just looked like you guys had more success maybe when you covered up their tackles, and Mayo seemed to roam a little freer. Would you say that's a fair assessment?
I think we had some success in both fronts, and different, you know, different defensive calls. We also had some, you know, they had some success against us too. So you know, it's a little bit of a back and forth kind of game. They came out with obviously they had an excellent game plan, and they're well coached and had to put things together in the early part of the game that gave us problems. And as the game went on, we were able to eventually get those calmed down a little bit and did things that were more in our favor. But very competitive game. I don't think there's any one. Like, we just played this one thing, and that stopped everything. That's not really what happened. They mixed what we did. Sometimes it worked, sometimes it didn't. They mixed things up a little bit. Some of their plays worked, some of them didn't work so well. But in the end, our players made enough plays to keep them off the board and get us the ball back, and offensively we were able to score enough to get on top.
Well, what is your expectation level on Andre Carter's availability for the rest of the season?
We'll meet with our medical people this afternoon and see what they say based on the information they had last night and this morning. So, let's see how that goes.
Would you say there's any reason to be optimistic? I mean, it obviously looks bad any time a player is carted off.
Yeah, well, it just depends on what we're told. I don't know what the, not sure what, you know, what their recommendations or what their information will be. Whatever it is, we'll base our decision in large part on that.
Obviously, short week for you guys. Does it make it any easier that you've played them already? I mean, are you sort of already ahead of the game, or are they drastically different from what they were doing, where you kind of have to start from scratch?
Well, it certainly helps to have played them earlier. As you know, we not only played them in the opening game, but you know, we spent a lot of time prior to that in training camp and so forth, you know, studying their personnel, and as the preseason games unfolded, taking a close look at other new offensive coordinators, just following up on what Mike did last year as defensive coordinator. So I think any time you open with a team, you spend a lot more hours preparing for the team. Openers are so hard to prepare for. Is at the, you know, look at all the stuff they do in preseason, as well as what they did last year, you know, the stuff that Brian ran in Cleveland, and so forth and so on. So I think we had a lot of information on prior to the opener. Now that we play them again, we can go back and you know, look back at the information we had, which is pretty broad, see how it's really narrowed down to the course of history, and look at how they've evolved, where they were, when, where they are now. Definitely a lot of common threads throughout that, but also some kind of expanded some of the things with their offense, as well as made adjustments for some of the personnel moves that they either made or been forced to make. So, but yeah, I mean, compared to playing Denver, you know, the team really started from scratch on last week. We have more in the bank on playing. Of course, they have more on us too, so I don't think any advantage there. It's just different.
Bill O'Brien talked a little bit about how the Broncos tried to defend Gronkowski. He said they would hit him at the line of scrimmage. They put two guys on him. After a day of looking at the film, did anything in particular stand out for you about the way they went about trying to defend him?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think they mixed it up, and you know, there were times where they changed their coverage package a little bit. Times they used pressure, times they went to man coverage, zone coverage, so forth. But again, I think it really comes back to the execution of our offense. And you know, Tom had an excellent day as far as reading the defense, getting the ball to the right people. You know, Rob didn't have a lot of production, and then there he was in the fourth quarter for Denver. Obviously made a mistake in their coverage scheme. Tom spotted him and got on the ball for one of the biggest plays in the game. And so, you know, as much as you like to think that when a play's called, only one guy is going to get the ball, that's just not the way it works. And if they don't cover him, then we'll throw it to him. If they, Ben Jarvis is open, then hopefully we'll throw it to Ben Jarvis. If Aaron's open, then hopefully we'll throw it to Aaron. If Chad's open, then hopefully we'll throw it to Chad. And a lot of that depends on what the matchups are, what coverage they play, what route we happen to have on against that particular coverage. And then quarterback has to look at that very quickly, make a preliminary decision as to what part of the field to be thrown to, and then see how the receivers, you know, what their relative leverage is with the defenders, get man, zone, whatever it happens to be. And make a good, accurate throw to that guy. That's the way it is on every play. I mean, other than, you know, a screen pass or something, you're fine to go to one player, like a screen pass to Welker outside. I mean, it's not be a lot of coverage on that. Get the ball and get it out there to him. But other than those few plays, that's what the quarterback does. Looks at the defense. He knows what the route is. Goes to a particular area of the route based on the coverage read. And then take this one, two, or three options, whatever it is, as he surveys that part of the field. And they don't cover a guy. We're going to throw it to him. Guy's in tight coverage. Then. Plus, that's the best option. Actually, go somewhere else.
Hey, Bill, with all the hype that went into the week and the atmosphere in Denver on Sunday, how closely did this week or this game resemble a playoff type of environment, if at all?
Well, there's definitely a lot of energy in the stadium and all that. You know, I think the hype's on your end, not ours. We prepare for every game, and we play once a week. Every game's important to us. We only have 16 regular season games. And each week we put all of our time and energy and effort and preparation and trying to be ready to go out there and play the best that we can every single Sunday. So, you know, you're the ones that control the hype. We try to control our preparation, performance. That's the way our team looks at every game. Last week it was Denver. The week before it was Washington. This week it's Miami. We try to come in here and prepare for the game. You can hype it however much you do or don't want to do it. That's in your control. It's not in ours. And that's not really what our focus is. Our focus is to prepare and play the game for coaching.
And just out of curiosity, how much of the hats and T-shirts and all the divisional titles and all that stuff that you've collected over the course of your career, how much of that stuff do you keep? I mean, do you have like a closet where you keep a bunch of keepsakes and all that stuff with every title that you guys acquire from the Patriots and I guess your time elsewhere?
Well, I said, unfortunately, after 30, whatever it is, 6 years of coaching, I've accumulated a lot of stuff, way too much. Game plans, T-shirts, programs, you name it. So I have too much stuff, more than I need, more than I should have, and more than I know what to do with. But I kind of keep all those things. I keep my game plans. I keep my draft books. I keep my notebooks I had when I was with the Colts. It was just hard for me to take something that, you know, you've worked that hard on for a long period of time and that important to you, even though it was only 1 week of your life, but, you know, each game is important to rely into it. You know, just put that in the trash can and say, well, I don't care about that anymore.
Do you have a room or something that you keep all that stuff in, or just kind of sporadically?
Like I said, I have quite a bit of stuff from everywhere, so I wish I could put all of it in one organized place, but right now that's not really the case.
Well, what do you think the defining personality of your team is, and if you even look into stuff like that?
Well, I don't know what you're referring to.
For like a team identity, or you know, you learn more about your team, obviously, the longer the season goes. At this point, what do you think your team identity is?
I'd say right now our identity is 11-3. Hopefully it'll be 12-3. Just try to take each game as it comes, do the best we can with it, prepare, and be focused on the task at hand and the challenges that every opponent gives us. I mean, he'll certainly bring plenty. So last week from the Buffalo game, hopefully we'll be ready to meet those challenges. And they'll be different from the ones we went this week against Denver. So hopefully we can step up to that. To a new players, new scheme, new coaches, different environment. Be able to make the most of it. So I'm sure they'll be ready to go. We have a very competitive game with them at the beginning of the season. Well, 3 months later, we meet again. I'm sure it'll all be different this time.